USDA has pledged to use the Commodity Credit Corporation to undertake the purchase and possible donation of sugar to foreign countries during the balance of the 2002 Farm Bill, which expires at the end of 2006. During the CAFTA debate, lawmakers and farm groups questioned the legality of the plan. This week at the International Sweetener Symposium, USDA officials assured producers buying sugar and then selling it to foreign nations is legal, and that USDA Ag Secretary Mike Johanns would stick by his word to use the practice to support sugar prices. While that addresses some short-term concerns, USDA officials are signaling the sugar industry needs to use the next farm bill to change how producers receive government support. American Sugar Alliance Chairman Luther Marquardt says there will be tremendous pressure on lawmakers to cut support to the sugar industry. Terry Jones is a Wyoming sugar producer and president of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association. He says the industry needs to look forward and not dwell on its CAFTA defeat.
The mood out here is that it's time to move on. You can guess that we are disappointed with the final outcome of the CAFTA vote. To see a two-vote margin come through after midnight, that probably increased our disappointment just a little bit because it was so close.
And Jones adds the International Sweetener Symposium is a chance to end any divisions within U.S. agriculture caused by the CAFTA debate.
We understood that they had to do what was best for their industries and stressed the point that we had to do what was best for ours at that time. While we're here, we have various ag groups here, as well as USDA, various congressmen, and the industry. And what we're doing is working to put things back together so we can move on in a positive manner with these future trade agreements.
The sugar industry is the only U.S. farm program that still relies on quotas and tariffs on imports to maintain price levels. During the CAFTA debate, lawmakers suggested the sugar industry should move toward a subsidy-based system, as is the case with corn, soybeans, and wheat. Patrick Westhoff is a research associate professor of agricultural economics at the University of Missouri. He says the sugar industry has, at least until now, not embraced the idea.
Now, why don't you move to a policy for sugar like that you have for other commodities? Well, that's a more interesting question. You know, why wouldn't we have a sugar policy like, say, the corn program, where you have, you know, not so much something that supports the price of corn, but rather something that writes checks to farmers to provide some support to their income levels. I think the problem a lot of people identify with that for the sugar industry is, again, how concentrated the industry is, especially in the state of Florida, where if you were going to make payments proportional to how much people produce, you could be talking about extraordinarily large payments to individuals. That would probably be very tough to justify politically. And I think that's one of the reasons why the sugar industry has been very wary of any proposal that they go to a program like that for corn or soybeans or wheat.
Senate Budget Committee Ranking Democrat Kent Conrad suggested the sugar industry find some way to move toward green box payments, which are considered trade non-distorting. Such payments award producers who make conservation or environmental improvements on their land. Meanwhile, the North American Free Trade Agreement will allow Mexico to export as much sugar as it wishes into the U.S. duty-free beginning in 2008. While Mexico has been a net importer of sugar in recent years, Westhoff says if Mexico becomes a big exporter of sugar, it could provide the impetus to change the U.S. system.
Currently, Mexico actually last year was an importer of sugar, so they wouldn't have had any sugar to sell us anyway. But many people speculate that in the future there's a good chance that Mexico could become a significant exporter of sugar and might want to supply significant amounts of sugar to the U.S. market. If they supplied enough sugar to the U.S. market, it's hard to see how you'd maintain the current policy. So that might be something that might force there to be some change in policy at some point in the future. Having said that, as we talked earlier, the sugar industry has done a very good job of protecting their interests, and I expect that to be the case in the future. I would not expect to see a very high probability of them just giving up on the current policy anytime soon.
ASA economist Jack Roney told the group that sugar is under conflicting pressure because trade negotiators want the U.S. to drop its tariffs, while budget analysts keep saying the U.S. deficit is going up, which makes it difficult to add a government-financed sugar program to the Farm Bill. The 2002 Farm Bill changed the peanut program from a tariff and quota system to subsidies, but it has proven expensive. Conrad says lawmakers and the sugar industry must think of ways to, in his words, create a new approach to farm policy. One option is to convert more sugar into ethanol. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.